I'm at the Godot stand and I'm talking to
Rémi Verscheld.
And what is Godot, Godot?
So Godot is a 2D and 3D game engine, open source under the MIT license. It was open source in 2014 and has grown a lot over the last 3 years. We now have more than 300 single contributors and a core of maybe 20-25 active developers. And basically, the point of Godot is that you get a full engine, so with a full-fledged editor, where you can create a game from scratch by placing nodes in a scene tree and then extending the features using scripts. So for the scripting, we use a domain-specific language called GDScript, which is quite similar to Python in the looks, but it's implemented in C++ in the engine.
So what is a game engine exactly?
Yes, a game engine, it's quite a complex concept actually, because we have several engine things which are referred to as game engines. They are stuff like rendering engines, physics engines, which are sometimes referred to as game engines, but Godot is an all-in-one game engine, much like some proprietary engines like Unity 3D or Unreal Engine. So where you get the rendering, the input processing, the OS stuff, the animation, everything is in one big editor. And you can create your game once and then export it to any platform supported by the engine using a runtime binary.
And what sort of platforms support the engine?
So Godot supports all desktop platforms you can think of. So Windows, Mac, Linux, FreeBSD, Haiku, mobile platforms, Android, iOS, a Windows Phone, and HTML5 for the web.
How did it become so popular?
Sorry?
How were you able to get such broad support on all these platforms?
Actually, it's developed in C++ and OpenGL, so we can support any platform that supports OpenGL or OpenGL ES. Yeah. And just for Windows phones, we use DirectX via a Google library called Angle, which can transcode to DirectX. And it's the engine is built in a very modular way, and the platform code is really well split. So it's quite easy to add support for a new platform. You just have to implement support for how to create an OpenGL context and how to access OS functions like input processing, getting the date, accessing files, stuff like that.
So what sort of games can you write in this thing?
So you can write any kind of game. It's really free. You have tools to make all genres. You can make 2D, 3D, strategy games, multiplayer, arcade games, RPGs, adventure games.
First-person shooters?
Yes, first-person shooters, of course.
And do you have a library of types of games where I can go and see examples of games?
Yes, on the website we have a showcase page where some of our users are sending us screenshots from their games. There are also many open source games that you can find, typically on GitHub. There's recently introduced by GitHub a tag feature, so you can look for the Godot tag and see what games people have tagged.
So for a complete novice, how difficult would it be to, say, get something that bounces a ball?
Yes, it's quite easy. When you open the editor, it's a bit frightening. It's like Blender. It can do so many things that it's hard to understand what to do. So my advice is to start by reading the beginning of the official documentation. We have a step-by-step tutorial which goes through the basic concepts and how to make a simple Pong game.
Ah, very good. Yeah.
And then I would say there are many, many video tutorials made by the community, like how to make a Flappy Bird game, how to make a space shooter, how to make a platformer game. And then you can just go through each video where they introduce a new concept each time. So when you see maybe the 10 videos, you have created yourself a full game.
Fantastic. Do you, what sort of requirements would I need in order to run this? It's a desktop application, is it?
The editor is a desktop application. It runs on all our desktop platforms. And it has very little dependencies because we tried to implement as much of the stuff ourselves, and then we rely on some libraries but they are of course compiled in the official binaries. So Godot is distributed as one binary. You don't have to install it. It's just 10 megabytes for the whole game engine. And you can then just click it and open it and start working. Then you can also download official demos to inspect their code.
Would it run on a Raspberry Pi?
It would run on Raspberry Pi. I haven't tested myself, but basically Pi is Linux, so it supports our X11 protocol. And maybe there's some work needed to make sure it builds on ARM, ARM for Linux. But it should be quite easy. Actually, there was already some interest in doing such ports, but we never heard back from the guys who started it. But it should be doable quite easily.
Excellent. Is there anything else coming up this year that you want to tell people about?
Yes, our current release is 2.1, which was released last summer. And our next release is going to be Godot 3.0, where we are changing lots of things, and mainly the killer feature will be a new physically based renderer, which is state-of-the-art rendering, which should concurrence or maybe be better than some of the commercial renderers that you can find in Unreal Engine or Unity 3D. So it's going to be quite awesome. It was developed thanks to a grant by Mozilla, where we received last year $24,000, which we could use then to hire full-time our main developer, which is also the engine creator. And so for the last 4 months, he has been working full-time on the engine. And the progress is mind-blowing.
Okay, excellent. Is there a company behind this, or is it a completely free project?
Yeah, it's a completely free project. It was started by two Argentinian guys. And for a short time, it was sponsored by their own company. But they left this company, and now it's back as a completely free open source project. And our legal entity is Software Freedom Conservancy.
Right next door.
Yeah, right next door.
Excellent stuff. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to do an interview, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, thanks a lot.